One time, ladies and gentlemen. We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
I got you, Wade. Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
It's cold out there every day. What is this, Miami Beach?
Hardly. And, you know, you can expect hazardous travel later today with that, you know, that blizzard thing.
That blizzard thing. Well, here's the report. The National Weather Service is calling for a big blizzard thing.
Yes, they are. But, you know, there's another reason why today is especially exciting.
Especially cold.
Yeah. Okay. But the big question on everybody's lips.
Yeah, their chapped lips.
On their chapped lips. Chapped right.
Lips.
Do you think Phil's gonna come out and see a shadow?
Punxsutawney Phil.
That's right, woodchuck chuckers. It's Groundhog Day! Get up and check that hog out there!
Yeah!
Come here, Groundhog!
That's right, it's February 2nd on CITR 101.9. You are listening to Discorder Radio. Kicking things off today, Corb Lund, The Hurtin' Albertan. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Whiskey bottles and a worn-out saddle horn. Bareback riders and team ropers, a husking tater corn. Well, the roads get better every time I cross North of 49. I tip my hat and it's good to be back across the medicine line. Hurtin' Albertan with nothing more to lose. Too much oil money, not enough booze. East of the Rockies and west of the rest. Yes.
Yeah, Fricker 1-9, you got your ears on. Just finishing a run out to the left coast, Cloverdale, Williams Lake, and Falkland. It's good weather up on the coke. Had my eyes peeled for Bambi the whole time. Antler Alley. I'm just past Revelstoke now, climbing the Rogers Pass. Second snow shed following a couple of log trucks. Soft shoulders and dangerous curves. Hey, I think I just saw a Sasquatch.
Well, them windy BC mountain passes finally flattening out. Hairpin turns and PST got my heart up in my throat. It's hairy hauling horses up across the Great Divide. And them wild Chilcotin and buckaroos, they sure know how to ride. Well, the roads get better every time. Across that British Columbia line, I tip my hat and it's good to be back down off the kicking horse line. Hurtin' Albertan with nothing more to lose. Too much oil money, not enough booze. East of the Rockies and west of the rest. Do my best to do my damnedest, and that's just about all I guess. She's pretty, yep, she's pretty flat. Lord knows I'm a prairie boy, so I'm pretty used to that. But farmers facing off with gophers, man, it ain't the same as being home at the Saddle Dome for the oilers at the Flames. Well, the roads get better every time I cross that Saskatchewan line. And I tip my hat and it's good to be back on Mountain Standard Time. Hurtin' Albertan with nothing more to lose.
guess.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9. What a great way to kick off the show today with, dare I say, a Canadian classic, Corb Lund, The Hurt in Alberton. He played back-to-back shows this past Friday and Saturday at the Commodore, and it is Groundhog Day, February 2nd. Happy Groundhog Day to you, Matt.
Thank you. And you like that song?
I loved that song.
That's a good one. I like that one a lot.
I'd heard of the song. I never listened to the, and Matt made sure to say, hey guys, you know, make sure you listen to the verses. There's a lot of great references. And there were. We mentioned the Revelstoke and Rogers Pass and Medicine Hat. And it's funny, we were saying that growing up, we heard a lot of references in pop music to places like LA and New York and even Nashville for country songs. I think it's just because growing up, you heard a lot of mainstream radio. That's, you know, what was around. So to hear these Canadian references that are kind of obscure for the masses, it kind of gives you this feeling of warm and fuzziness inside.
Yeah, now you've got your sing-along anthem, all of you Calgarians living in Vancouver, such as myself. Now you've got your anthem for next time you're driving back through the mountains back home for a visit or whatever.
Nice.
There you go, Corb Lund.
Nice. I'll be sure to...
Hometown boy.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Matt. I'll be sure to play that. And I do some tour guiding on the side, so I'll be sure to play that in one of my future tours going through the Rockies. Okay, so yes, Groundhog Day is today. Of course, the clip at the beginning is from the infamous 1993 movie based on Bill Murray getting stuck in the same day over and over and over again. In honor of that, CBC has actually decided to make a Groundhog Day playlist. It's funny, they do a Christmas playlist, they do like summer songs, they've made a Groundhog Day playlist. So we've looked at this list, and there's a few BC artists in here, but it's 10 Canadian classics that they said, according to CBC, celebrating Groundhog Day with 10 of the catchiest CanCon songs to play on repeat forever. And number one was this song from a band from PEI called 2 Hours Traffic. That's the band, and the song is Jezebel. Number one on your Groundhog Day playlist here on Groundhog Day. We'll come back with a BC boy who is number 8 on the list next. But in the meantime, this is 2 Hours Traffic, Jezebel, on Discord Radio.
Jezebel. We'll be right back. this tiny rubber band to wrap around your finger when that sun goes down again.
Jezebel,
there's a ringing in my ear, my Jezebel.
Jezebel,
there it goes again, my dear, I've got to see.
Jezebel,
when that sun goes down again.
Jezebel,
when that
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Don't know what you've been told, but I don't get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own to piss away the waking.
To be loved.
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9, Dan Mangan with Robots, which was number 8 on CBC's Top 10 Groundhog Day songs. Yes, CBC made a little playlist. 10 of the catchiest CanCon songs to play on repeat forever. We played number 1 for you earlier, which was Jezebel by 2 Hours Traffic from Charlottetown. They are no longer a band, but they spent about 10 years together. And actually, Claire Bailey, who we're going to be chatting with shortly, who's in the studio right now, she was saying that that was her favorite song in elementary school. So obviously, CBC got it right, because it was catchy enough for an elementary schooler to make it their favorite song. Then it's catchy enough for their list of the top 10 Groundhog Day songs. Not only is it Groundhog Day, but it's also, I guess, the last show before the Shindig finals. So in honor of that, we're gonna call this show the Groundhog Day / Ben Lai show, because Ben Lai has been hosting Shindig for 15 years, and we have the pleasure, the privilege, the honor of having him in studio with us right about now. Ben Lai, welcome to Discord Radio.
Thanks for having me. 15 years, it's crazy. Yeah, wow. I can't even think. Yeah, that sounds ridiculous when I say it to myself. Even
wow, 15 years. How did this whole thing start?
How did Shindig start, or how did I get started hosting it?
Well, you know, actually, that's probably the first part of that is, I think both questions would be good, actually.
How did Shindig start? It was before my time, although I was a little toddler then. But it started as an event at the UBC Pit Pub.
Okay.
Back when the pit was at the old Student Union building. It was called the Hot Air Show, a Hot Air Balloon Show or something like that. And it was just a bunch of bands playing, competing. And I got a bit rowdy, and it got kicked out of the Pit Pub.
Okay.
I think there might have been pants being dropped, like liquid on stage that's not from a glass.
Oh, my goodness.
But so what happened is they got kicked out of the pit, and eventually they talked to Janet, who used to own the railway, et cetera, and they moved to a different bar called the Savoy. And
the Savoy, I've heard that. Where's that?
It's different than the Savoy now. Also, I've never been to it, but I believe it's somewhere in Gastown. I think it's where the Diamond is now, or that building, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But supposedly it used to be happening. Yeah, so this is back in like 84 at the Savoy, and apparently I think it's on a Monday night, and it's always packed, and people go crazy, and there's like riots and stuff when bands lose, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe there was a riot when one band lost. There's a band called Death Sentence, and they lost to a... They were like a metal, heavier band, and they lost to a band that was more... I think they're a poppier and catchier band, and I think the crowd was like pretty mad at the whole situation. And then the band that actually ended up winning, some of the members moved on and to play in bands like The Odds or something. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Considering how... I mean, from my experiences in recent years, calm and collected the crowd has been on at least non-playoff nights. It's hard to believe that it was such a rowdy affair back in the day. But I'm happy to hear that the spirit of like that you know, the DIY up and coming Vancouver music scene has such passion and vigor from the audience.
Yeah, the band's always been pretty. Like that. And I mean, at the same time, it's funny because the riot thing, it's almost like kind of like today, because you get these two bands, it's very different, even though both of them are local, independent, kind of local music, the crowd can get very different. Sort of like you got the more hardcore crowds in Vancouver now versus the more like art. You know, there's so many different circles. And they always, at Shindig, we now, especially, I don't know if it's back then, but we really like to get like three bands together and they all kind of sound quite very different. You don't usually see that very often at shows. With a lot of times when you go to when you go to a local show, it's cool. Like it's three bands, they all know each other and the music is kind of similar. So at the same time, you kind of know what to expect. Whereas Shindig, it's just like, you know, the three bands, it's just like you wouldn't even play all three of them on radio at the same time because it's kind of jarring between them.
True. Last year's finals had three very different acts.
Yep.
And this year as well. I mean, the final bands who are going to be on stage on Friday night are Psychic Alliance, who have a bit of like almost like a 60s throwback sound.
Yeah. They actually go on first.
Oh, perfect. That was a good segue. We're going to play them shortly, too.
Yeah.
We've got Walgren, who is a violinist, vocalist. very much different, much more mellow sound than
It's totally different. Like Psycho Lions is it's a band that not like you. It's like a catchy song. You dance to it. They try to get the crowd going and dancing. Not to say that Walgreen doesn't, but it's a big difference. The contrast between like five people versus one person already right there.
Yeah,
the sound is going to be very different. Where you know you have probably like 10 times the instrument on stage with some of the stuff they have going with Psychic Alliance.
Yeah. And then I guess right down the middle, but the third band in that which would almost be the most typical of kind of like the Vancouver, I would say, kind of indie music sound would be Late Spring. And that was the last week's winner.
Yes, Late Spring. Yeah, they're very good. Kind of a mix of shoegaze, art rock, noise rock, and yeah, everything. A little bit of surf, a little bit of, yeah, everything.
Yeah, really good sound.
Yeah, very dreamy, good stuff, yeah.
You know, why don't we play, Ben, you got a few minutes to hang out with us?
Yeah,
I would mind hearing a little bit more about, you know, some of your favorite memories over the years. So why don't we play the Psychic Alliance right about now, who are going to be kicking it off for us on Friday night at Shindig, and we'll come back, we'll chat a little more with you. So here we go, Psychic Alliance. This is Skidoo Bop from their Psychic Hamster album, Psychic Alliance on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, as we're chatting with Ben Lai here on Discord Radio.
Kiss you stole. I wish you well, but life is hell. Till I broke your spell, but I'm not crying over you. I'm not crying over you. I'm not crying over you. I'm not
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Psychic Alliance. They will be opening Shindig Finals on Friday night. They sound good. They got a good sense of humor, too. Quick little statement from their Bandcamp page here. The less you know about this band, the better. Rumor has it they're very bad people. Cruel to animals, misanthropic, frequently given melancholy and intellectual dullards to boot. Stories of vicious infighting and rampant substance abuse follow them like a black cloud. And the threat of immediate collapse is constant. Fortunately, they look cool.
Yeah, they're probably going to dress up for it too, because the first show they kind of dressed up a little bit for it. The last show in the semis, they all wear lab coats. Not all of them, but most of them wear lab coats, which actually has been done a few times now at Shindig by different bands.
Nice.
As a costume. So I'm not sure. I assume they're going to bring in a different set of band costume to the show at the finals. Wonder what it'll be.
I wonder if the lab coats were inspired by their previous album, which was called Flux Capacitor.
Right.
It was a bit of a Doc Brown reference.
Right. That could be true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
In case you're joining us late, Ben Lai, the host of Shindig, is joining us. He has been hosting for 15 years straight. Have you ever missed a night?
I have. I think two. I have two. Where I had to be for, I went out for a wedding, I think, once. And there was another one, I don't remember. Crystal Riffick filled in for me twice, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know Chris, but hopefully he did a good job. He's got big shoes to fill.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you told me the story once before, but if you could share it with our listeners once again, how did you first, what was your first Shindig night like, and how did you get involved?
So my first night hosting, or my first night just involved, and or maybe I started from the beginning. So I started going to Shindig, I guess, a couple years before I started hosting it, just because it's Tuesday night. It's a fun thing to do. I just graduated from UBC. I was starting working full-time. I mean, it was young, like Tuesday night. What else better? What better thing to do than go see bands and get drunk?
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. So, yeah, me and my friend just go every Tuesday night just because it was just something you can always go to on Tuesday night to have a good time. There's always going to be something going on that bands haven't seen. So I've done that for 2 years. I think the year before I started hosting, I got roped into a lot of the judging. I wouldn't say rope, but I got asked to do a lot of the judging, which was a lot of fun. That was a really good year.
You're given the honor.
Yeah, the honor to judge. And there are some nights where there's some really tough. There's like some of the bands I really like a lot, like All Time played that year actually, and I have to judge between them.
But your first night though, wasn't there was a crazy connection to
World Yeah, there was. Yeah, so eventually Bryce Dunn, who was hosting it, I've heard wind that he didn't really want to do it anymore. Basically in the summer, I just asked him like, if you don't want to do it, I can do it, and he said sure, and that was it. That's when the torch got passed to me. So I started hosting in 2001, and the first night was September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was the first night of Shindig. It was a weird night because like the news was still coming in. It was at a railway club. People were still kind of watching the TV in the back. It was, even though it was 9 o'clock, I don't even remember. There was still like some story that wasn't straight. It was like, oh, there was like planes dropping in, or they don't know what happened to the Pentagon and stuff. That was the first night, and the winning band at night was 3 Inches of Blood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they moved on to win the whole thing, and it's probably one of the bigger bands ever.
What an interesting story about them, too. Wow, they got their start on September 11th.
Yeah.
Of all nights. Yeah. Same night you started.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, they went on to win the whole thing, and now, yeah, I guess now they just finished as a band a couple months ago.
Little did you know, way back on September 11th, 2001, that 14 and a half years later, you'd still be hosting.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite... Maybe a favorite memory or a favorite musical moment. And I mean, that's a lot of nights and a lot of music.
There's a lot of nights, and there's a lot of bands I loved. And I mean, I can go on and talk about them. But you know, the stuff you remember, it's kind of funny. It's always like it's a lot of the joke bands. Because over the years, there has been a few joke bands or bands that are not as serious as, say, maybe some of the other bands. And we kind of encourage them a little bit. Because Shindig is not, it's a battle of bands, but it's, half of it is about just having fun, having a good time. So I don't know if you remember, but this might be longer. This was 3-4 years ago when there was a band called Classic Rick, and the Classic Rockers came by.
No.
I don't know if I'll tell you this story already. I might have, because this is the easiest one to tell. It's Classic Rick and Classic Rockers. It's a bunch of people that is in local bands. You probably know them, like Adrian was in it, and Sean. Anyways, it's about like 8 P's basically. The joke is they act like they're a big rock and roll band, like a big arena rock band.
Okay.
They're a classic rock band. So
nice.
So
the big hairy wigs.
Yeah,
whatnot.
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, they literally have that. They wear like, you know, tie dye things and like ripped jeans, and they really only have 5 songs. But the cool thing is, when the show started, only one person got on stage and he plays like one riff, like a really cheesy, I don't know, like the not the same, but like imagine like the da kind of stuff, right?
Oh, nice, nice.
So he plays it and then welcome, and then he was saying it, and he was like, you know, now we have like Daniel, and then the next person came on stage with their instrument, played the same riff. So like the intro is like 15 minutes because it takes like 15 minutes for everyone to get on stage, and then they play that one song, and then they would play like 3 more songs. And then when they end, everyone got off stage at the like one by one with that same riff that they started off with.
Wow.
So that was really funny. It was pretty funny. It was good. But they actually won that round.
Okay. Showmanship proved proved mighty.
And actually, didn't really want to win that round. Like they thought they were going to lose. They kind of feel bad that they beat out one of the most serious bands. So apparently, one of the members told me, "Oh, we should have told you that we didn't. We wouldn't have accepted it." But anyways, they moved on. On the second round, because they didn't really want to play, and they didn't tell me this, it was kind of like, "Yeah, we might not have the same band." When the second band came on, someone else came on stage and said, "Sorry, like I like to apologize. I'm the manager of Classic Rick and the Classic Rockers. Unfortunately, this weekend in Portland, where Classic Rick played the event, Classic Rick was killed when the amps like fall on his head or something, right?" So it's like, "Sorry, they can't play, but in its place, I have summoned Rick's long cousin, a distant cousin, Classical Richard." So with a guy that was Classic Rick came on stage, and he wore like the curly wig and like the velvet whatever, like, and did like, I don't know, classical song, but just kind of like showy or I don't know what type, I don't know what you call that genre, but what you expect from like Victorian.
Like the Baroque era?
Yeah, kind of. They kind of sing like, "And I, we are singing," like that kind of stuff. And then the whole band got on like sort of the same way, one by one, wow. But they all dressed in like with the wigs and the necks and wow. the ties and stuff.
Like right out of the 1700s.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they did one song, maybe two songs. And after two songs, Classical Richard go, "You've been fooled," or we've been tricked or whatever, and then he like ripped his clothes off, and then he got back into his like rock and roll.
And they play that classic riff one more time too. Oh, what a story!
Yeah, so that was really funny. That was fun.
That was funny.
Yeah, like how can you not? Yeah, forget that.
Is there any video footage of that anywhere? I wonder.
There was a lot of photos. I'm not sure about the video, but maybe.
Okay, well, that's a pretty funny memory. We're gonna play another. If you don't mind sticking around, we're gonna play one more song from the next band that's playing. This is Walgren. She won semi night number two, and I think she's playing second as well on Friday
is
night.
Last, actually. Oh, we did a draw.
Yeah, oh, I thought it was the order of the night.
No,
okay.
we did name of the hat.
Okay, and she made it out on top by playing last.
Depends on how you judge that.
Well, I said that because I was trying to make a nice segue into the track we're going to play right now. This is Walgren, Made It Out on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Stick around for our conversation with Shindig host Ben Lai.
Take me into the forest with you. We're going all the way in. We're going all the way. Tell me about your whole life. Don't lie. I'll know you when I see you. We're going all the way.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Tegan Walgren, a.k.a. Walgren, the self-described punk rock Enya. Walgren she also, by the way, plays in Sarah Jickling's band, Sarah Jickling's Good Bad Luck. Tegan Walgren will be at Shindig, the finals, along with Psychic Alliance, who we heard earlier, as well as Late Spring. Those are your three bands that are in the finals. And we're joined here in studio with Ben Lai, who is the host of Shindig. I'm trying to think of an adjective, like the classic, the legendary host of Shindig for 15 years in a row. And this coming Friday, by the way, for those that are listening, where is the Shindig Finals?
It's Friday at Pat's Pub, the Pat's Pub on Hastings, what is that street? Dunleavy, I believe.
Yep.
It's a classic, I don't know if you know this, but it used to be a really classic jazz bar in Vancouver, even back in the 30s. Like big jazz names come and play there.
Nice.
But now it's Pat's Pub at the Patricia Hotel.
Okay.
You should know where
that is. Yeah, two blocks east of Hastings on Main. Yeah. And the show gets underway at what time?
We are going to start off the bands at 10 o'clock. So the door is going to be open a bit earlier, but the band should be going on at 10 sharp. So, yeah, if you want to see the bands, if you want to see the Psychic Alliance, show up before 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Because there's a curfew at just before 1 o'clock.
And also, keep in mind, because it's the finals, it's not tonight, which is Tuesday. Because of the finals, we're moving it to the weekend, so it is this Friday, February 5th, Pat's Pub. Okay, so Ben, thanks again for joining us. 15 years as the host of Shindig, the legendary host of Shindig. What's next for you? This is your last Friday night, and what's going to happen after this for you in terms of your hosting career?
My hosting career? Well, I'm going to move on to a bigger... No, I got bigger. I'm going to host something else. No. I'm just going to take it easy. It's nice to have a break because just with my radio show on Thursday and Tuesday having Shindig, it's actually quite a bit of my nights taken up by various things. So I'm just going to enjoy the time off.
What's your show called?
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Nice. When can people hear that?
Oh, it's Thursday nights on this station, 9 o'clock.
Perfect.
Yeah. Actually, this Thursday, I'm probably going to do a Shindig history thing, but more of obscure bands if I have the time to do it, like bands that even I can't remember but like still good or at least has a reason to be on there, to be played on the air.
Well, you must have over the years, what's it about 27 bands times 15?
I calculated it was like 410 or something, 400 and something.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a lot of bands.
That's a lot of bands.
Nice.
A lot of people. If you think on average, like three people per band, even though if you've crossed over, like thousands of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
You had a big impact on the music scene in this city.
That's a lot. I've touched a lot of bands, I guess.
Nice. And it looks like they've touched you as well. So do you have something special planned for Friday night for your final hosting gig at Shindig?
Pretty standard stuff. I usually wear a suit for the finals. I don't know if that's anything special, but I've been doing that for the last few years now. But otherwise, we'll see. I guess you ought to come out and figure that out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, come on out. Wish Ben very well on his final night at Shindig. Come on out for the finals. Support your favorite bands. Once again, it all gets going this Friday night at Pat's Pub, the Psychic Alliance, Walgren, and these guys, Late Spring, who were last week's winners. It all happens this Friday at Pat's Pub. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Thanks.
Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Listen to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. abroad to study, work, intern, or volunteer? Mark Thursday, February 25th in your calendar and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center to find out more. All the experts under one roof. Top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. Expo opens at 3 p.m., but come early at 2 p.m. to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of Whistler? Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
Hey, it's Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR.
Discord Radio, CITR 1019, Conspiracy Dog from Cult Babies, off To See the Lizard album. Cult Babies played this past Saturday night as part of Winter Waste, along with Milk, TV Ugly, Soft Serve, Jerk Jails, and Tough Customer. Tough Customer, by the way, number one this week on the CITR charts with their album The Worst Demo. We actually played one of their tracks last week on the show. And before that, we played Late Spring with Drink Pee. Of course, thanks so much to Ben Lai coming in to talk to us. Ben Lai doing his last ever shindig after 15 years and 400 bands this Friday night at Pat's Pub. Late Spring, Walgreen, and Psychic Alliance are the three bands who are going to be in the lineup. Okay, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, new month. It's taken us a while to get here, but thank you very much for joining us today. Claire Bailey.
Hello.
Hello, hello. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. We get the brand new, brand spanking new copy of Discorder Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to us, by the way, by Zipcar. Thank you very much, Zipcar, who has been providing us with a great vehicle to distribute this lovely magazine. 8,000 magazines going to 150 locations all around Vancouver. So we greatly appreciate Zipcar's help in that. Okay, so Claire, we got a brand new issue. It's got that new magazine smell. Smells so great. And we've got a very familiar face on the cover. Who is that?
That is Joe Keithley.
And who is he?
He He is the frontman, the guitarist, and the driving force of DOA. And yes, as you said, he's on the cover of this month's issue of Discorder magazine, which also happens to be Discorder's 33rd anniversary in print. And another fun fact, DOA was also featured in the very first issue of Discorder magazine. Their EP, War on 45, was reviewed by Dean Pelkey way back in February of 1983.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming full circle.
Yeah. So our longtime Discorder contributor, Erica Liren, caught up with Keith Lee in this month's issue. And what's new with Joe Keithley is that for the past several months, he's been campaigning as the provincial Green Party candidate for the Coquitlam-Burke Mountain riding by-election, which is actually happening right as we speak. It's
wow.
Today.
Crazy.
Yeah, so if you are in the Coquitlam-Burke Mountain riding, the polls are open till 8 p.m. Get out there and vote. So while Keithley may seem out of place in a politician's garb, the role itself comes naturally to him, as his political motives have often been heard in DOA's music. And that's no different on their recent 2015 album, Hard Rain Falling.
Mm-hmm.
The album features a song which Liren writes about called Pipeline Fever. It aggressively protests pipelines. And Keithley says that his connection to the issue is personal. He grew up on Burnaby Mountain and says that the only thing these pipelines are meant to do is make money. And if a pipeline were built there, we'd be taking a chance on spoiling one of the last unspoiled places in the world. Yeah. So running as Green Party candidate, Keithley is truly living up to the band's slogan, talk minus action equals zero.
Mm.
So he's really taking action, fitting to his role.
Very cool. And actually, I got a chance to watch the video for Pipeline Fever before the show, and it's actually quite hilarious. So what we might even do is put that on our Facebook page. So check it out, Discord Radio on Facebook. Okay, let's play that track right now. Claire, thanks so much for that great little story update on what Joe Keithley is up to. Looking quite dapper on the cover of Discord magazine, the brand new cover. So here we go, DOA with their new single, Pipeline Fever. Discord Radio, CITR 119.
A DOA special report, Pipeline Fever, live to air in 5, 4, 3.
Friends, well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card.
Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Halls. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's... Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, I Am a Rifle by Propagandai from Winnipeg, along with their brand new guitarist, Sullen Hago from Tampa, Florida. Last year, Propagandai put out an open call to have a new guitarist, and a female who was about 20 years younger than all the other members was the one who answered the call and got the gig. And they'll be playing this Saturday night at the Rickshaw, February 6th. And that song right there we heard, I Am a Rifle, is actually a tribute to Todd Sirius, a.k.a. Todd Jenkins of the Rebel Spell. Tragically died last March in a climbing accident in Nevada. The Rebel Spell, classic Vancouver punk act, it was a sad day for the punk community, but there we go. That was their tribute to Todd and the Rebel Spell. We're going to play some Rebel Spell to close off the show, which will be a nice lead into Mike's show, Flex Your Head, coming up shortly. Also, quick hello to all the Discorder magazine contributors that are in our CITR studio as we speak. We got a contributors meter coming up next, and we will chat with all of you next Tuesday here on Disco Radio, which will be the Shindig celebration show after the big victory by one of the three bands, either Psychic Alliance, Walgreen, or Late Spring, happening this Friday for the Shindig finals. Thanks again to Ben Lai, the legendary Shindig host, for joining us. Thanks to Claire Bailey. Thanks to Matt Muse. I am Wade, and this is Discord Radio. Closing it off today, All We Want, The Rebel Spell. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.